This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
All right, Jennifer Graham, thank you so much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday, live from the Chili Dome here at Irish Days. Sean Valent has made his way over, and Sean, is this your first Chili Dome experience?
I have partaken in Irish Days, but I have not been around for the Chili Dome madness.
Well, prepare yourself.
So, can you really say you've been at Irish Days without being here?
No. That's official now. So the nips have been had. The boys are ready to roll. And we've got Brad Whalen and Sean Webb with us right now. And, Brad, if you want to put that headset on, and Sean just grabbed that microphone right there. And, fellas, this is just one of our favorite annual traditions that we have at WSMI, coming to Irish Days here in Farmersville. And the folks for the Chili Cook-Off, they're rolling in already.
Yep. We're ready to kick off at 11 o'clock today. And there will be several hours of merriment.
Just several hours?
Several hours of merriment before the parade. We'll have some margaritas and some beers and some pots of chili, and we'll have a good time.
And, I mean, that's really what this is all about, though, isn't it, Sean? This is, it's a big community gathering, and, you know, it was so great to be back here last year after COVID took it away from us in 2020. But it feels normal this year.
Oh, it does. And you guys know, everybody that's heard this show for the last, I don't know how long we've been doing this, 20 years or whatever it's been, I get goosebumps sitting up here talking about it. Like, when I saw Tim this morning, I'm like a little kid. I get excited. I have anxiety for 3 months walking up to this. But Saturday is my day. It's because we have all of these families that come back in town. Everybody comes to have cookouts and have parties and to visit relatives. And everybody comes up to just enjoy each other here in the Farmersville Park. And the Chili Dome is a big part of that. So, yeah, it's a happy day for this guy.
I mean, this is like the chili capital. I mean, it's this area, and I know this is kind of like a great meeting point. Because I know Christian County is the great chili cooks. And, you know, obviously you got them in Montgomery County, you got them in Macoupin County.
Even so Sangamon, I think, too.
Yeah, Sangamon. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they got some legends. So there are... And the interesting thing, too, is you not only have the old school cooks who've been doing this 10, 20 years plus, but you got some newbies trying to make their way.
Every year. Every year there's always a few people, hey, can we sign up and cook? Absolutely. And the best part of it is why we're doing this for the special ed fund for the Panhandle School District. We usually raise $2,000 or $3,000, and that's what we're shooting for every year, is to do something for the kids.
You know, Brad, I mentioned to you when I got here, I said, so how many people have you got signed up? He said, I have no idea. Like, we usually get a certain number signed up early. He's like, then you get to the beer tent the night before, you're like, about 100 people say I'm going to be there, and who knows how many of them actually show up.
Yeah, some will, some won't.
Now, I've already seen a couple. I would classify them as walk-ins this morning.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We've definitely had two or three or four already set up early, just like, okay, great. They probably ran over to County Market and Girard and grabbed their supplies right out of the gate, and they're here now.
And I think, are there different people that come to this now that maybe in the past they were around it, and now it's like you got people watching the Food Network all day, you got that crowd, and they're checking out stuff on YouTube. Have you got kind of a someone who doesn't have direct influences?
Take a shot at making your pot of chili. Put your own signature on it, whatever.
And some younger crowds. Yeah. We've got some really young kids that come up that are inspired by some of that new social media cooking sites, some of the Food Network type shows. So it is fun to see the kids come up with no other affiliation to it, just to be in competition with somebody else.
This has been 36 years now, I think, and we're third generation. I know we got third generation cooks this year.
Oh, absolutely we do. So. It's not always just that because my grandpa did it, my dad did it, I do it. We do have some newbies. Yeah,
newbies. And
yeah. Which is fun because they're completely different cooks. Yeah,
old school, new school.
See, the next step here, though, is to get like the Gordon Ramsay style guy who just goes around just yelling at everyone, telling them to do it better and faster.
Well, after enough margaritas, that can happen.
It takes care of itself naturally.
You know what we always say about chili? The best one is the one I didn't have to make.
Yeah, there you go.
So yeah, I like them all. I was
deputized as a helper 1 year at the Taylorville Chili Fest many moons ago. And it was painful, and I had appreciation for the helper. It's kind of like the driver pit crew, kind of like the pit crew / crew chief, one-person operation. But it is, you know, when I tried to cut the vegetables properly. It was painful. I nearly got them disqualified. So it's like, we look at the cook, but it's a nice little team sport, so to speak.
Absolutely.
We've got some teams here that have been together for years. They won't cook unless they can do it together. Which that's kind of the fun part, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about the camaraderie. And you know what? When you think about the judging for things like the wine taster, they don't actually get to swallow the wine. They got to swish it around and spit it out. But if you're a chili taster, I'm swallowing every bit of the chili I'm tasting.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. You notice we don't have wine offs.
That is exactly right. But Sean Webb, you were telling me a real funny story earlier this morning. You were talking to a buddy out in Kansas City, and you were telling him what you had going on this week. Just if you would elaborate on that story, please.
Well, it was just kind of funny. It was a work event, and somebody said, "Well, what do you have? You know, at the end of the week?" So I'm going to be out of office. I said, "It's our town festival, small town here that I live in," and I said, "I'm the chairman of that event." They said, "Well, you probably have a lot of responsibility." I said, "Oh, sure, of course, yeah. You know, we've got a lot going on, but everybody just, you know, everybody does their thing. It's a great community event." He said, "Well, what's the name?" "Irish Days." "Oh, my gosh." They said, "Well, we didn't know you were Irish." "I'm not." "No, not at all."
"Irish."
They said, "Well, what is it, Irish food and bands? I bet it's a great time." I said, "Well, I mean, yeah, it's a great." I said, "You know what? We don't have anything Irish." Come to think of it, it's fish sandwiches. There's really
beer and chili.
Yeah, we have a chili fest. I was like, man, I was kind of stumped. And I know they were probably on the other end of the phone, like, what are these guys doing? So, I don't really know the history on how we became Irish Days, and I'm not sure how it stuck, but it's ours now, and we're not giving it up.
It's marketing now. This is all about branding, like Irish Days here. And what number are we on here?
This is 36.
100, yeah, 36 of the chili cook-off and 111.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, okay, 111, but it should have been 113. We missed one during World War II, I think, and we missed one because of COVID.
Right.
So, yeah, 113 years running, 111 celebrations.
Well, those Irish influences are impressive, and again, we remember the great fish blight of the early 1800s that brought so many to our shores.
Thank you, Mr. Blint, for tying us back.
He always brings it back. He always brings it back.
I couldn't help myself.
So we're here at the Chili Dome, the Chili Cook-Off, coming up later this morning. But guys, there's so much more that goes on this weekend than just the beautiful festivities of the Chili Cook-Off.
Oh, Gushka. Yeah, it's a ton of events. Now, today we've got Bags Tournament starting, I think, at noon, something like that. We've got the Queen Pageant tonight. The parade is at 3 or 4 o'clock.
4, I think.
4. Of course, we've got bands in the beer tent tonight, and our Queen Pageant rounds out our events over at the Pavilion. So, yes, a very full day here in Farmersville. And also, don't forget, we've got a great Midway setup this year. So, come out, have fun. Rides start at 2 o'clock and run until 10.
And that's
a lot of riding.
It is. There are a ton of rides. The carnival's been fantastic this year.
Yeah.
So, good stuff.
And you know, Sean, no festival is complete without the food.
Oh, Lord. All right, so you got to come see the Lutherans, get a piece of pie.
They know how to make pie, the Lutherans.
They do. You walk next door, you get a lemonade shake-up, stop for some Italian beef from the Boy Scout group. You got to swing by and get a ribeye sandwich from the Athletic Association and the Irish Day Association. And if you still have room, two plates of fish from the KCs. That should pretty well put you in a spot.
John, who was responsible for the delicious steak and egg sandwich that I had this morning?
You can thank the Irish Day Association and the Athletic Association for that wonderful sandwich.
Good stuff.
Well, you got some great music out here. I know, we've had Hunter Sharp along the way. More great music tonight to cap it off, and you just get some great bands that just appeal to a lot of folks.
We've been fortunate over the years to have really great bands. And Hunter Sharp, by the way, is a fantastic kid. He's been here a number of years with us, and he's finally old enough to drink in the beer
tent. There he is.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty, you know, of the Chili Dome. Chili Dome by day, beer tent by night.
Exactly.
We appeal to all ages.
That's exactly right.
And tonight we do have Off the Wall, which is another great local band.
Brad Whalen, just talk about what this weekend means to you and just your family as a whole. Very special.
Yeah, I mean, Dad started this with Dave Heaton 36 years ago. So, you know,
I saw him milling around.
Yeah, he's still hanging around. I got him doing jobs for me. So I just kind of inherited this from Sean and Ray Durston. So, we're five generations deep here in Irish country out east. And, in fact, the sponsor, this year we have a new sponsor for the Chili Cook-Off, which is UKA Group. They're a windmill farm out east, and they decided to sponsor the Chili Cook-Off. So you got new blood coming in here for that, and we really, really appreciate those guys stepping up to the plate. But, yeah, for my family, this is we've been here since the beginning.
I mean, 36 years of the Chili Cook-Off. So as a little kid,
you were
here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was. Well, I'm a little older than that, so I was. Little,
I was paying
little.
You for like you're 43 now, Brad.
Yeah, you're being kind. But yeah, this chili cook-off and beer tent's been a big part of my life. Almost quarter century in Florida. Come back, live here now, and this is, you know, you just slide right back in.
Well, I know some communities struggle to get volunteers. You guys don't seem to have that problem out here.
Everybody pitches in. I mean, that's the it
everybody.
Is unreal. This whole week, it's just a constant stream of people coming in and out of town. Trucks pull in. Somebody hops up, a pair of gloves, unload some stuff. You got Justin over here directing traffic. And, it's amazing.
Well, Justin Milberg and Matt Milberg will be joining us here later on, and Josh Stone as well. But Justin Milberg, Citizen of the Year now. We got big-time royalty with us here. I don't see a sash, though.
I don't know why he won't wear the crown with
us. I don't understand.
We got a tiara.
Come on. That's classy. Come on now, Justin. But just talk about, I mean, small towns, events like this, it's people like Justin Milberg that make it all go.
Glue.
It's really funny. We've got two great committees that organize most of Irish's. The KCs, of course, have a great group of folks that take care of the bands and the beer tent and so many things around town. And the Irish Day Association and the Athletic Association both team up together to basically run the remainder of the events in the park, leading up to and of course weekend of. It's a committee. It takes all of those people to make things happen, but all of those people know what they're supposed to do, and they want to do it. It's something they look forward to every year. It's almost offensive when you ask to help. Like, no, I got it. Why are you trying to step in on my position? So we have such loyal ownership to each one of these events and each one of these little departments. It's really amazing.
Well, you know, it's just like a great sports team. Everybody has a role, and on the great teams, they know their role and don't try to step out of that role.
Yeah. Know when to lay down the bunt.
That's exactly right.
Sack fly.
That's exactly right.
No, we can't say enough about the people that we have that just support this event and have always supported this event. I can't see Irish Days ever leaving. It's not only something that everybody looks forward to coming back home for or spending the weekend doing, they can't wait to contribute. They can't wait to put it together, to come up with new ideas to improve. It is really special on the back end, the things that people don't see, the things like Justin.
In the 5 minutes before I put this headset on and sat down here, I had at least three people come up to me and ask if I needed help with anything.
Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with.
And let's flip back to that Citizen of the Year thing. I think that's so neat. It's always a great thing. But, you know, a lot of times when I think of a Citizen of the Year type event, it's usually at a little hotel conference room. It's with people in the business community. Nothing wrong with that. But to actually have it out there and the people, I imagine you feel more connected to the whole community. And I imagine it's just a tick or two more emotional than the typical, maybe more buttoned up ceremony.
Well, Justin's a unique one, in my opinion. Justin has reached out to just about every corner of our community for 30 years. He's touched just about every life in town in some way or another. You can't meet a person in town that hasn't been influenced by Justin on some level. So many different sporting events, so many coaching positions, the kids alone, but Justin's sort of the key to the town as well. I mean, everything that happens in town doesn't happen unless he knows about it or approves it.
Now, does he actually get a key to the town?
I think he is the key to the
town. He is the actual key. Sean Webb and Brad Whalen, we appreciate you so much joining us here on Sports Saturday this morning. I know you guys got a lot to do, so we'll let you go. And you mentioned how, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking leading up to it, so exciting the day of. And then when it's over, a little bit sad.
We'll see.
You're sad for about 2 hours and then you start planning for the next one.
I think our wives will be happy to have us back.
Right.
Well, maybe not.
For a while, maybe.
No.
All right. Guys, hey, thanks so much for having us on, of course.
Awesome. Sean Webb, Brad Willen, thank you so much. As we are live here on Sports Saturday from the Chili Dome, we need to get to a break when we come back.
The Wives Citizen Association,
of the Year, Justin Milberg,
just announced they'd like to make this a four-day event.
There it is, four-day event. Matt Milberg and Justin Milberg on the way to talk about Lincolnwood Athletics with Sports Saturday from the Chili Dome and Irish Days rolls on.
25 minutes after 9 right here at FM 106 Sports Saturday, being brought to you by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville. And Raymond. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Call 324-2400. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of health care. And Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. And once again, we're going to rejoin the guys from the Chili Dome at Irish Days Festival in Farmersville. Here's WSMI's Tim Mize and Sean Balint.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much. And we are indeed here inside the Chili Dome. And Sean, the cooks are starting to show up, and the smells are going to start here sooner than later.
A little meat, a little tomato, a little bit of everything. You know, it's kind of a good thing, you know, once your sinuses start working, you can actually smell after a couple of hours during this allergy combine season. Yeah.
See, everybody's got their own preference when it comes to the chili. I can't handle the spice, so I'm a meaty chili kind of guy. You know, meats, beans, the classic. What about you, Sean?
I'm kind of a Texas, you know, hey, hold the beans. I don't mind the beans, but don't go too heavy on the beans. Yeah, give me more meat. The other stuff, negotiable.
Matt Milberg.
Good hunk of tomato.
Matt Milberg, Justin Milberg here with us. And Matt, your chili preference?
My wife's.
There it is. Smart man right there. Good answer.
Just saved on his legal bills.
That's exactly right. Justin?
I'm a big meat guy. I like the meat. I don't stay away from all the spices like you, Tim. I can't handle that stuff anymore.
I always say, I don't mind the spices, but they don't like me.
I agree, 110%.
Why I get to sweat, and you would have thought I just ran a 5K.
Maybe I need to do that.
Justin, it's so great to have you and Matt
a 5K
here this morning. Yeah, I've heard of those. Justin, talk to me about, for you personally, Citizen of the Year. I know when you do all the stuff you do around the community, it's not for a recognition like that. But when you do all the stuff you do, those types of things just come naturally. So just what does that mean to you to be named the Citizen of the Year?
Oh, it's a really big deal. When they called me up there last year and said I'd won, I was kind of in shock, didn't know what to say, just said thank you, you know, because it's not something that I expected. We do what we do in our community, like Sean and Mr. Whalen were talking about earlier. We do what we do because we want what's best for our town and our people and everybody involved in our community. That's why we live here. We love being in a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody helps everybody out. Everybody keeps an eye on everybody's kids. And we try to raise all our kids the right way, you know, and do what's best for our kids and our community and our people. And it's a great feeling to somebody recognize us for all that, but you know, I couldn't do it without my wife, my family, and everybody in the community that helps us out. So just because they said I got the title doesn't mean that it's everybody involved. I didn't just get it just because that somebody said, he deserves it, you know. It's everybody involved. It wasn't just me. Everybody helped us out and helped me out. And there's so many people, like they said, walk up and say, hey, what do you need? What do you need? What can I do for you? What can I help you with? And that's what makes it go. You know, that's really what makes it go. So it's a great thing to be a part of. Irish Days is a big event. It usually kicks off the summer for everybody, and kicks off the summer for our basketball programs too. We have camp, and then we go right into Irish Days, and then we do all our stuff for the summer with the kids. So,
well, that's what Terry Tolt would always say about if you're from the Panhandle, when Irish Days was here, summer was here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
A week earlier this year.
It is a week earlier this year, but we roll with it and we just keep going. That's what we do, right?
I'll tell you what, nice backdrop, too. You know, the town square here, I mean, it's that point in time, 2022. We've got some towns of masonry buildings falling onto the street, and it's tough. You know, you try to find a purpose with, you know, you need fewer office workers, you need fewer of this. And, I mean, these buildings have a purpose. I hear great things about the motorcycle club. on the end of the square, do all kinds of charitable work. So just like you got a great backdrop as opposed to, you know, walking past ghosts of buildings and everything.
Absolutely. They do a lot. They do a lot of donations during Thanksgiving and Christmas. The Motorcycle Club does, giving food baskets out to people that are in need. And they do a lot of stuff with that. We've got the down the road, they started the new business right down there in the old Opera House, Cassie Rovey and her family. And she's got a heck of a thing going on there and got that building all tuned up and looking spiffy. And it really does. It really makes our square look nice. Got a couple nice buildings right there next to the post office. I just watched the guy all week while we were up here working. He's painting his building and cleaning it up, power washing the side, you know, getting his place. I mean, it's just nice having things like that go on where people want to keep things in our town looking good, cleaned up. And, you know, it's a lot of compliments we get from people that come in town. You know, me working here in town all the time, up here mowing the park or doing stuff around town, you'll have people come in out of nowhere off the highway and have picnics in the park with their kids. They'll just pull up on a map and say, hey, let's see what Farmersville has. They'll pull in, go to the gas station, get some gas, find out there's a nice square with the playground and everything all nice and clean, and then come up here and sit down at the park and eat lunch with their family and kids and let them run around for an hour. I've met people from Wisconsin. I've met people from Louisiana. I've met people from all over the place. We got the bike trail. People come in and take their bikes and go on bike rides down the bike trail all the way to Wagner and back. It's a lot of great things going on, and let's just keep it moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Here at the Chili Dome at Irish Days in Farmersville, and you heard Justin Milberg allude to it, it's kind of Irish Days, the official kickoff for summer basketball for the Lincolnwood Lancers boys and now girls programs, as we're happy to say, after a couple of years. But, Matt, when you get to summertime in basketball, very important few months.
Yeah, we just had summer camp this last week. 65 or so young kids, girls and boys. And then both of our programs, boys and girls combined, we had over 30 of our own athletes there helping with the little kids. And I think the older kids really like to do that. They like to be around those kids and do the drills and participate with them. This week we already played two games against North Mac and South County. So it's just going to keep rolling for the next three weeks or so.
I know it was certainly odd the last few years with COVID and everything. It really messed up what you like to do in the summer.
You nailed it on the head there. You know, we got good assistants and Coach Johnson, Coach Logan, that build on, you know, what your program's about. And whenever we got away from that for a little bit, our program, you know, took a little bit of hit, and then now we're back. You know, got 22 boys, and they understand what it takes to be a Lancer. You know, some different things that we do than other teams, you know, defensively or whatever. So it's nice to get back into that same feel that we've had for the past going on 11 years.
Now, up front, I'm not asking for an opinion on deactivation whatsoever, but as far as deactivation, if we have it where, okay, Morrisonville kids go to Lincolnwood for high school and then over to Morrisonville for junior high. How would that potentially affect things as opposed to co-op? I mean, does it add more structure? Does it help?
I would say
the athletes back and forth.
I would say it added more structure for the athletes. You know, I can't, and you know, Justin will attest to this. Our Morrisonville and our Lincolnwood kids, you can't tell which one's from which school. They're great. They all get along. It'd make easier, you know, having meetings. A quick meeting instead of, you know, the kids are in Morrisonville and the kids are in Lincolnwood, and get to practice earlier too, and get out of there sooner if everything goes right. I would say it'd be an advantage for them guys. But like I said, I just love, you know, my Morrisonville guys and my Lincolnwood guys, and together they're just one team.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think our kids get along great. I don't think you can't miss a beat which is which. You know, they love each other. They get along. They play together now for long enough. All the kids know each other. We don't have any issues. I don't have any issues with anything. We are super excited for having those girls because last year was my first year with the Morrisonville girls. So we've had them all summer again, and it's been great for us. We're thrilled, and everybody's families are involved, which is even, you know how that goes. That makes everything so much easier. And I think, like Matt said, I think if it goes through or doesn't, whatever happens, either way, it's not going to change what we do. All our kids are right there and locked in, and we're going to keep moving forward like we have been, and we're going to keep our program in the up and up. That's the goal, right? Keep kids learning, keep kids happy, and let's have some fun.
Well, you guys both kind of alluded to it, to where there's just a seamless transition between the two, but it's different now than it was even maybe, you know, 10 years ago. These kids, they play at a young age with kids from other towns more consistently than they used to. And then having it at the junior high level, it just seems like, probably to them, just feels natural.
Yeah, and I, you know, the biggest thing I see too is after they graduate, they go to college together. They go to weddings together. They, you know, go on vacations together. You can't see one without the others now. I mean, it's just, they're just Lancer basketball players or Lancer girls basketball players, and they're all part of us, and it's been a real joy to watch.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, my son's been with a lady from Morrisonville now for 6 years, and I'm assuming that's going to continue to keep going on the up and up. And as Matt said, they do everything together. All the kids hang out together. We're one family, and that's what it's about. We want one family. We want to keep things moving forward, and I think it's going to be a great thing for all of us. So let's keep moving in the right direction.
Now, that's a beautiful thing, and it just makes life a little easier in Harville. I always wonder if there are any houses in Harville that are split down the middle on the county line. I'm always obsessed with it. Well, we have a number of towns, like, right there, county line in the middle of town. But, yeah, they just seem to flow together. Even though it's different counties, there always seem to be a nice flow between here, Raymond, Farmersville, Morrisonville, when you just think of the kids and the athletes. I mean, it's got to be one of the better co-op stories. I've seen some co-ops, they kind of have a little bump in the road, and then they finally catch on about year three or four, but this one's been great from the get-go.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, you're for sure going to have a little culture shock at the beginning, but, you know, that's the way it is now. We are excited, actually, to have, you know, 20, I got 22 kids coming right now to open gyms, and, you know, a little bit more from Lincolnwood than Morrisonville, but my two seniors this year are from Morrisonville. Great athletes. And we're just excited on the year. I can't stress the fact that, you know, we're really young. We got two seniors and three juniors, and the rest of the crews from the sophomore and freshman group. So things are, like I said, they're getting back to normal, I guess you would say. So we were really excited this week getting back on the floor and playing in those hot gyms for sure.
Yeah, it's funny the things that you wind up missing when it's not there. And it's like, never have you been so happy to be in a gym that's 105.
Well, you know, you say that. But my girls asked me, we had open gym Wednesday night, and they said, hey, Coach, can we just go in the Farmersville Park like we did during COVID? And I said, girls, I said, they're setting up for the picnic. We can't. Well, that's why we want to do it. And I said, no. We're going to go in the gym. We need to be inside. You guys need to get a good sweat going. We got one more week, and then we've got four games on a Monday and four games the following Monday. And I said, we need to get back in shape. I mean, that's all there is to it. We just need to get back in shape. And now, unlike Matt, I'm more older. This is year four for us, and so now I've got kids that are been in the program for 4 years. I got my junior high, first group of consistent junior high kids that started 3 years ago, so they've been in the junior high for 3 years. Now they're walking in as freshmen.
Justin,
so,
that right there, that's the key to the program, isn't it? Now that you're getting those kids that have been with it from junior high, because to be honest, if you don't have junior high experience, you're going to have a real hard time playing varsity basketball. So now that you're getting the crew through the junior high now onto your high school team, I would think you're going to start to see some of the positive things you've been looking for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You witnessed some of our games in the past. We competed.
Yeah.
We
hard, did. Play hard.
We did. We play hard. We competed. But now I can tell in practice, the practices are more competitive.
Yes.
Because I've got kids coming in that now have got the experience, and they played at the junior high level, and now they're pushing my older kids. And I tell you what, this summer's been fun. We got up and down the floor for a good 45 minutes of getting after each other and playing, just letting the kids get up and down the floor and play and see what they do and see what was going on. And I liked it. I liked seeing some of my freshmen and sophomores pushing my juniors and my seniors. So it was good. It was good to see that. I think some of their seniors were kind of like, whoa, you know, hey, these kids can play a little bit. So that's good. That's what we want to see.
Your attitude, I think, the last few years has been very important to kind of laying the foundation that you're looking for the program. Because you knew coming in, okay, the wins and losses at the varsity level, they're going to be hard to get here the first few years. But you always made sure to focus on the right things.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get better every day. And it's the little things. I tell the kids this, and they'll probably tell you, Tim, the first time they walk up to you, if you ask them, well, what's the number one thing Coach Milberg always says? Baby steps, little things. We've got to do little things right, and that makes the big things go round. And if we start doing those things right, it's going to start showing up on the scoreboard. And you saw last year, we got more wins than we've ever had. 4 wins, 2 big wins in conference. And we had Tri-City, who's usually one of the conference top runners, on the ropes at home. And Tony saw me at the conference meeting. He said, I thought you were going to get us, man. He goes, I was worried coming to your place. Knew you guys were playing well. Knew how hard you guys were playing. End of the year. He goes, my girls are just thinking, oh, we're going to walk in there and get them. And he goes, we're at a tie game with 3 minutes to go in the game, and I'm over there sweating going, oh, no, what's he got coming now? You know, and they hit a couple shots, and they end up getting us. But my kids were there, and they played hard, and all that things that we've been focusing on, it showed up. And I'm hoping it's going to show up real big and this season. And I've been telling the girls this is the year. You know, I've been telling them for 2 years, this is the year. This is the year we've been working for. This is the year you got, because the freshmen are now seniors. And I got three of those back, and they've all three played the last 3 years, significant minutes. The Pope girl, the Dom girl, and the Sellback girl. And they're ready to go. They're ready to go, and I think they're excited to get some big W's for the Lady Lancers this year.
If you could, you know, listen to what those coaches' walls in our locker room would say, you know, the conversations we have between girls' programs and boys' programs, and how we feed off of each other the past couple of years. It's been so much fun having, you know, Justin right there by our side and working together, whether, you know, like I said, for the boys or the girls. You know, I'll bounce some ideas off him, he'll bounce some ideas off me, and, you know, it's pretty fluid.
What kind of inspiration did the team draw? It's always neat to have a team that achieved great things in the past, the state tournament team honored last year. And suddenly you feel like you're a part of something bigger than just the 4 years you go through high school. It's not just part of some, you know, four-and-done assembly line.
Yeah,
it's just part of a thread of the daily life of these towns.
That was, you know, COVID took away those moments that we had. And last year to have that big celebration, a lot of the team came back from the 1972 team. And, you know, the boys, I think they really, you know, sat back and watched how, you know, much it's important that whenever you're playing on a Friday night in a gym full of people, that every move you do is important. So if you're diving on the floor, there's a little kid up in the stands watching. The 1972 player's watching. Everybody's watching how you perform. And that right there was a big, big turning event in our season. You know, I think we won 8 or 7 straight, and that was part of the run right through there. And it was a good moment. I'm glad everybody got to participate in that celebration.
We all know Lancer basketball is all about culture. It's tradition. We've had it. I coached with Matt. We did it together, and now we're coaching side by side. Even though I'm doing girls and he's doing boys, like he said, we bounce stuff off each other. He's got a great staff. I got a great staff. Coach Bounds has been amazing with me, for her to deal with how I am. You know, I get pretty amped up. And our great AD Stone takes care of us, and he keeps us in line. And, but you know, we got that culture going. And for me to, you know, I got to sit there and tell the girls, hey, it's the front of the jersey that matters, and this is how we do it. And they're looking at me going, this is how we do it, Coach. This is year two or this is year three. And, for me, I'm like, no, this is year 20, and this is what Lancer basketball is about, and this is what it's going to be. And we get that culture and that foundation set, and Matt's had it going for several years, and we've got it going, and these kids are buying in, and that's what it's about, and that's what we want, and it's showing with our little kids. I have more little girls come up to me now than you would ever imagine and say, we love watching the girls play. We love watching the girls play. I had 5 kids at camp. I can't wait till next year, Coach. I can't wait to see you next year. So our older girls realize, and I realize, what we're doing for our program, and that's what it takes, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what Matt's doing. And having the 72 team in, those boys are realizing, man, we are a part of something special.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a big deal. And like Matt said, diving on the floor, that's what the people notice. Yes, they notice wins and losses, but are you giving 110% when you're wearing the name on the front of the jersey? You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what matters.
That's absolutely what it's all about.
I think the big thing, too, is not just our families, but, you know, the people that support us. You know, Stone, during the COVID, I mean, canceling games, rescheduling games, you know, everybody doing their part. Just like Justin said, dealing with the Citizen of the Year here in Farmersville. You know, our families, you know, your wife, my wife, sacrificing part of our family time for our other family. And whenever you have that support and you have that backing, it really makes you feel good. And, you know, you go into every season comfortable with your administration supporting you, you know, your school board, and doing what we do. I guess that would be what I would easily say.
Exactly right. We do what we do, and everybody's with us. And we're building that culture to keep things rolling in the right direction.
Well, the great thing about Lincolnwood is you guys always know that you have unwavering support from the community. I mean, you're sold out basically every night.
Yeah. And it's sad to see, you know, in other communities, especially in Montgomery County here lately, some of those guys went through some hardships. And like you said, you come into the gym on a Friday night, you know, and watch the boys, it's going to be full. And one of the biggest things that we've seen since COVID is our student sections. Our student sections for the boys and our student sections for the girls, getting back into the gym, wearing construction gear, wearing jersey nights.
Whatever it is, exactly right. Like Matt said, we're all into that. When we were in school, that was a big deal. You know, all the kids coming in and supporting when we were playing. Mm-hmm. And to see it coming back right after COVID and, you know, having during the Matt's game, 20, 25, 30 girls and some boys up there cheering them on. And then for our game, having all the boys come in, that's what makes it fun. Those kids love that. You know, they're all about it. They're texting each other all day. What are we wearing today? What are we doing this? You know, my daughter comes home, Dad, you got a safety orange vest that I can wear. You know, I mean, how awesome is that?
That's
great. I mean,
that's,
you know, during one time out in the girls' game, the boys, I think, did a curling section. So, you know, during the Winter Olympics, you know, and that's honest fun, you know, and I'm glad to see that.
That's one of, I mean, so much was missed during COVID, but it was those types of interactions. Like, there was nothing stranger to me. Those games with nobody in the stands. And the oddest thing to me was after the game was over, not seeing the little kids out on the floor running around getting shots up. It was almost eerie.
Yeah, it was brutal. You know, sitting in the on the bench and not having somebody behind you. You know, I had a little kid from Morrisonville sit behind us for about six or seven straight games, I think, this last year. And I look up at him during a timeout, and he's just looking down, just watching, you know, just taking it all in. And you never had that, you know, with the COVID year. So it was brutal for not having the fans there.
Matt Milberg, Justin Milberg, thank you so much for stopping by here at the Chili Dome at Irish Days. And I guess if just one final thought, what do you guys got coming up here in the short term for your basketball?
Well, we got we host a league on Thursday night, so we play every Thursday night, and then we go to Vandalia for their awesome shootout they got, and Payne is going to host us for a big shootout. We kind of want to play some 2A schools over there, but I also want to thank you guys, and you know, the Journal News for all the coverage of us. You know, without you guys there, it just makes us feel good too that we're doing something for the communities, and you guys put it out there. You know, Kyle, anytime. We got a picture or something going on, awards. Kyle is always, you know, helpful to put it in the paper. And, you know, you guys are helping us talk about, I know with Mr. Stone here, he's going to talk about the team tournament and our golf outing coming up. And you guys, we just appreciate it. Just want to thank you guys.
110%. You text me one morning, hey, Justin, I didn't get a score. Think you could send me over one? Absolutely. Ooh. You know, you guys are on top of it. What else can we ask for? I mean, what else can the kids ask for? You guys take care of us. Kyle always takes care of us. Everybody in our community takes care of us. Try to keep everybody in the loop. It's great. It's a great time for us. As Matt said, we got a bunch of games coming up. We're going to Nokomis. We're playing Nokomis and Kincaid. We're going to Pawnee, all conference. We're playing all conference games. But you know how that goes in the summer. We got a few other mixed in here and there.
Well, with gas prices, you're going to have to play those.
That's a good point.
Those close teams.
Stay local.
But,
so the good news is we got a bunch of games coming for the summer. The kids are enjoying it. And like I said, we played last week, and watching my young kids come in and compete against my older kids, we're pretty excited. So we're moving in the right direction, Tim, and I can't be happier as a coach. I'm not going to lie. I can't be happier.
Fantastic.
I know it's 7:30 in the morning, then scores come across there, and some of them old-timers don't, you know, if we're on the road or something, I'll receive some texts, you know, hey, great win last night, or had them on the rope, something like that. So I know there's people listening to you at 7:30, and that spotlight on sports is always nice to have.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, Sean. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate everything.
All right. Justin Thanks, Milberg, coach. Citizen of the Year. And the great Matt Milberg. Thank you, fellas. Hey, we're going to take a break here from the Chili Dome on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we'll catch up with Lincolnwood Athletic Director Josh Stone when Sports Saturday continues.
9:52 right here at FM 106. Thank you to some of the Sports Saturday sponsors. They include Huff & Sons Funeral Home in Raymond, Hillsboro and Farmersville, Mark Stern, your State Farm agent in Litchfield, Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield, and Prairie Town Feed Service. They're serious about their service. We're going to return to Farmersville, where the guys are standing by from the Chili Dome at Irish Days. Here's WSMI's Tim Mize and Sean Valent.
All right, Jennifer Grant, thank you so much. So today we are here at Irish Days underneath the Chili Dome. And, Sean, we just made an executive decision. On August 27th, Sports Saturday will be live at the team golf outing for Lincolnwood at Shoal Creek. And Lincolnwood Athletic Director Josh Stone joins us right here from the Chili Dome. And, Josh, thanks for taking a few minutes away from the grill.
Hey, you're welcome. I could use the break. I've been here since 6:30, so I'll take the break when I can get it.
Josh, talk to me about what this weekend means to you personally.
Personally, it's a weekend of, you know, community. It's a weekend of seeing everybody in the town come together, work together, put this all together. I mean, this is a week-long project. Sean's been out here since, I think, last week doing this, and he's busy as a bee all over the place. You know, he's constantly moving speakers around, and I got to help him do this and do that. But it's great to have everyone out. You get the little kids with the pageants, the big girls with the pageant, and all the grandparents come out. They you work the food stand, you see everybody out there. Who thinks I want that? But it's
yet.
Just great. And the bags tournament, the Hillbilly Golf, I mean, everybody's competitive, and it's just a great weekend for the town. I mean, I went home for a minute, and the walkers were going by the house. I just sat out there and waved for about 10 minutes. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, that Monisa Clark walk run, that's pretty inspiring stuff.
And, absolutely.
You know, for especially women who've battled breast cancer over the last couple of years with COVID, you don't have maybe the opportunities to talk to some folks and everything. It's just a real therapeutic event.
Absolutely. It's great to have everybody out here. We're not worried about COVID. We're not worried about any of that. Monisa Clark, I mean, she was a great community member, and she was, you know, inspiration to a lot of people, and that walk is a great thing for everybody here. Like I said, it's just a community event. We love every second of it. And I don't know if you guys ordered this weather, but we could use this.
This works, doesn't it?
Yes.
This works. Of course, that was always one of the great appeals to the chili cook-off was it'd be 110 and we're out here cooking chili, but 80 is much, much better.
The Chili Dome has air conditioning.
That's
this
right.
Year, I feel like.
That natural air conditioning.
Yes.
Josh,
really nice.
The Panhandle does such a great job of fundraising, and you got the big team golf outing coming up on August 27th. Just give us a little details about that, would you?
August 27th, Coach Milberg sent out the text for the golfers June 1st, so we're trying to get back to our 32 teams. It's funds that we don't usually get from the school district. We're a small community. We don't, you see bigger schools with these really nice things, and our district just simply can't give that to us, so we have to raise money in one way, shape, or form. And Dana Pitchford, Patty Clark, great fundraisers. That golf outing is amazing. We get things that, like I said, we just wouldn't normally have. So it's huge for the kids, and we make the kids be part of it. They have to sell tickets. They help raise the money. It's not just us doing it for them. They do it for themselves. So it's just a great, like, team. Together, everyone achieves more. We just keep pushing that through our culture at Panhandle.
Yeah, I love it, what they do over there at Shoal Creek, because when the Raymond Council meets, they're talking about Shoal Creek. They don't just pay attention during the summer. I mean, they're just, you know, again, you got to run a tight ship. And I know they've improved the carts. They're working on the Wi-Fi, I believe. So they just continue to work on making that a great attraction. And I hear about people, you know, who are really choosy about what golf courses they go to. They go to the nice course in Peoria around St. Louis. And then they make a stop at the old 9-hole on 48.
Yes, it's a great little golf course. Most towns this size don't have their own golf course. Right. And to have that at our luxury and a nice golf course, it's great to have.
So that'll be on August 27th at Shoal Creek. And as we just decided, Sports Saturday will be live out there.
That's going to be a great
day.
Event for you guys. I think it's going to be a good choice.
It'll be fantastic. And, Josh, before we get out of here, as we're getting set up for the chili cook-off, talk to me about your Lancer baseball team this last year. It was a fun year because it was a normal year.
It was a normal year, so we had it much more enjoyable. But, like, so we could have used this weather 35 times this year.
Oh, boy.
We had games where we were bundled up and we were going to get warm to the next day. And then it got hot at the end. But the season was great. We went 13-15, a very young team for the most part. We started a few freshmen and sophomores. But our seniors were great. John Wolf is a stud. Colton Tiskow was great behind the plate all year long. Ruger Brown stepped in and helped out. He got injured towards the end of the season. But we had a great core group of kids playing, and I was really excited about the season. I'm looking forward to the future.
John Wolf was one of those kids. He really had a dynamite year for you on the hill.
I mean, dynamite year overall. I mean, he was great on the hill. It felt like win day. When, you know, Steve Carlson used to pitch was win day.
Right.
When John pitched, it was win day for us. And we felt that as a team, and he would come out and
just give us everything he had. But when he wasn't pitching, he gave us everything he had wherever he was doing. If it was in the dugout, he was just an overall team player, and he is baseball. And he's a lovable kid, and we're going to miss him.
Hmm. Tough to say goodbye. Yeah, just a great bunch of kids, and I have to say it again, I absolutely love that county tournament. It's just a neat event to host.
It is a neat event to host. It's going to go back to Hillsboro. I think we're going to keep it at Hillsboro for a while. Two fields. It's an easier day for everybody. And maybe we can get rid of the five-inning third-place game, go back to 7 innings in that game. But the ADs have some stuff to talk about in that area. But it's a great tournament to have. Get the county schools together, see each other. We're all good friends. We all know each other. And it's competitive. It's not ugly. And it's a lot of fun.
Josh Dunn with us here, the Lincolnwood Athletic Director and baseball coach for the Lancers. And we just had the Milbergs up here talking about the basketball programs. And no matter what the sport is at Lincolnwood, it's done properly. You mentioned small school. You don't necessarily from your district get maybe some of the stuff. But with these fundraisers, Lincolnwood has every bit of everything that anyone has.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's because of the fundraisers. It's also because I've been blessed with great coaches. I've had the same coaches for 10 years. And, and adding Justin with the girls program is like adding another coach I've had for a long time. We preach culture. It matters to us. It doesn't. Wins and losses are great, but culture is what's more important. Developing young adults, and we want them to be progressive. We want them to be positive. We want it to have a great experience in their athletics, but also learn how to be competitive, learn how to be coached. That's going to help you whether you play sports or go into the real world. That matters to us. That culture is really big to me, and our coaches really pushed that along after I begged them, not begged them, but I've asked them to. Culture matters.
Yeah, it absolutely does, and you guys got a great culture at Lincolnwood. Josh Stone, thank you so much for stopping by. Get back on that grill, would you?
I'm going to head right back over there just for you.
All right. Awesome. Josh Stone, the Lincolnwood Athletic Director and baseball coach, joining us here on Sports Saturday from the Chili Dome. And, Sean, we're out of time, as where we are broadcasting from is about to become Chili Cook-Off Central here, so we got to go.
Yeah, our lease is up.
Our lease is up. That's exactly right. Thanks to Brad Whalen and Sean Webb for stopping by to talk about Irish Days. Of course, Matt Milberg, Justin Milberg, and Josh Dunn for joining us here this morning on Sports Saturday. Come out to Irish Days this weekend. The weather is beautiful. The time is great out here at the Irish Days festivities in Farmersville. Thanks to Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. For Sean Belint, I am Tim Mize. We are done from the Chili Dome here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Have a great weekend, everyone.